to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, March 10th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information to talk about, especially what's going on in Lansing. The budget showdown is what I'm calling it. Basically, Matt Hall and the Republicans are saying we're not going to be able to pass a budget before summer break. Traditionally, the rule, not the constitutional requirement, but the rule has been, let's get something done before summer break. That's what they've done in the past. That's usually the goal. That's what they hope to do. Not this year. Matt Hall and the Republicans are not going to sign off on Governor Gretchen Whitmer's ballot proposal. The showdown in Lansing over the weekend developed with two main things happening. First of all, on Friday's show, Little Timmy Skubik's Off the Record, the tradition of the two-party chairs coming on and spending an entire hour with Tim Skubik, Craig Mauger, and another political commentator. Well, they did it on Friday. They broke down the party's directions. And one of them is the current gridlock situation potentially we have in Lansing. Matt Hall, the new speaker, has shown that he's not willing to work with Whitmer on two main areas. Old legislation passed in the last session that did not get forwarded to her. The case went to court and basically he prevailed. The reason he prevailed is because the judge ruled that while it is customary to send bills to the governor for a signature that had passed the House and the Senate, nothing in the Constitution requires the new speaker in this legislative term to do so. So in that process, well, guess what? It's not happening. It's not happening. Matt Hall says, no, that was the responsibility of the previous speaker, Joe Tate, the Democrat. He didn't do it. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm under no constitutional requirement to send her the bills. Well, it got even more interesting than that over the weekend. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. It was interesting over the weekend, as off the record with Tim Skubick decided to put back in the tradition of having party chairs appear on off the record head to head, going way back to people who I didn't even know was part of the Republican and Democrat Party. Rick Weiner and Spence Abraham did it. Bobby Shostak and Mark Brewer did it. Bill McLaughlin and Jim McNeely did it. What the heck am I talking about? Well, these former Democratic and Republican Party chairs appeared on Off the Record head to head. And this week, the tradition continued with newly elected Democratic Chair Curtis Hertel Jr. and Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead joining the show for their first joint appearance. They went back and forth on the Trump's administration use of tariffs and the impact it's having on the state of Michigan. Basically, in the end, they agreed to disagree in a respectable manner. When asked if the policy was bad for Michigan, the Republican chair, Runstead, answered with a very quick no. And then went on to explain that President Donald Trump's motivation was to get Canada and Mexico to stop resisting Trump's efforts to protect our borders. What he's trying to do is make sure that we are negotiating with these countries that should be our allies, who should be cooperating, that any country in the world would have the right and would want to be protecting their border, Runstead said. That's simply all that Donald Trump's asking for, and they're resisting. Democrat Chair Hertel argued that Trump admits these policies could be disruptive for a time. But Donald Trump ran on bringing down costs, and the first thing he did was invoke a tariff policy that did the exact opposite, causing more suffering to consumers. The idea that the president wouldn't care about these disturbances happening to people is incredibly offensive. And then he went on to use, of course, the price of eggs as one example. Well, the price of eggs are up, folks, based on policies that Biden and his various agencies put in place. Eggs now have to be produced via what they call range-free, where they can basically roam. Cage-free, I should say, is the correct term. They're not locked up in cages. They're able to range freely to produce their eggs. Well, Runstead reported that he has a minor in economics and said that these policies should be viewed through a long-term lens. This is going to be ultimately helpful to the state of Michigan in terms of long-term impact. Nothing in economics is instantaneous. It all takes time. You have to turn the ship around. Economists would say you pull the lever and it instantly changes on that day. No, that's not how it works, end quote, said Runstead. Hertel, much like the governor, said that in some cases, tariffs are an effective tool, but in this instance, he contends that when families are trying to decide if they can send one or two kids to college, what Trump is doing is creating more family challenges around the kitchen table rather than saving them money, as he promised to do. In the end, the non-confrontational exchange ended with a handshake. But here is the main point. Donald Trump hasn't even been in office for 2 months. Got sworn in on January 20th. Today is March 10th. That's number one. Number two, these tariffs are in place as a negotiating tool to do two things. Number one, with regards to the borders, both Canada and Mexico, it got their attention. Donald Trump was able to get a serious conversation with Canada and Mexico as a result of the tariffs. Number two, the industry that is needed in this state that is currently in place, ready to go, is automotive. We have been the automotive capital of the world forever. The bottom line is this. If you don't have a situation in place to replace the decreasing population, the amount of people leaving the state, you are not going to survive. You're not going to be able to keep spending the amount of money that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to spend. That falls right back into the budget situation. Until they can figure out how they can lower the cost of the budget in Lansing with less revenue, until we get the tariffs working, bringing industry back to the state of Michigan, it's not going to happen. The budget will not happen in July and August. That is almost a foregone conclusion. All the Republicans voted and passed, including one Democrat, Karen Whitsitt, a bipartisan bill to fund the government temporarily with a $20 billion appropriation. Matt Hall, the Republicans, in reviewing the expenditures of the main items that need to be funded in the budget, which is constitutionally the roads, the prisons, and the schools. That's it. Well, in doing that, for a short-term resolution, not a budget, a resolution, Matt Hall and the Republicans are saying we're doing the responsible thing and keeping the government open while we work out the details of the full-blown budget, but it's not going to happen before July, and it may not even happen by the end of September. And that's where the problem lies. The current budget that we're operating under expires at September 30th at midnight. The current fiscal year 2025 budget. The budget we're talking about is called the fiscal year 2026 budget, which starts then on October 1st at 12:01. Now, if they don't come to terms on a budget, Matt Hall says, let's not shut down the government. Let's keep the schools going. Let's keep the prisons going. Let's continue to repair the roads until we figure this thing out. Well, when you add in the fact that he does not want to forward those nine bills that were passed in the Democrats' trifecta legislature last year, coming into office on January 8th, the bills were delivered to him and said these were never forwarded to the governor. Only the Speaker of the House can do it. Well, guess what? Joe Tate, the Democrat, is no longer the Speaker. When he brings the Senate Majority Leader, Democrat-controlled Senate, took it to court. And the ruling came out that what Matt Hall is doing is technically correct per the Constitution. He is under no obligation whatsoever to forward those bills to the governor for signature. So as a result, he's saying, let's work together not to shut down the government. It's not something the Republicans want to do. Here's what we are willing to do. So they passed it, and that's where it lies. Now, here's the question. If the Democrats and the governor won't accept the resolution to basically keep the government open, what are they going to do? That's going to be the question. Because one of the things that the budget backup plan, which was passed with the Republicans and one Democrat, Karen Whitsitt, is very simple. Passing a scaled back $20 billion continuation spending resolution that would start on October 1st. That's if the legislature and the governor cannot agree on a full budget agreement for fiscal year 2026. If the Senate and the governor accept the emergency budget plan, then Matt Hall, the current speaker, said he'd be willing to pay off the remaining debt from the fiscal year 2024 budget. It's called closing the book. Well, in doing the full audit of looking at what was spent in the fiscal year 2024 budget, there's a shortfall. Certain bureaucratic agencies and departments went over the budget spending that they were given. As a result, many of these bureaucratic agencies, departments are in the red from that budget of 2024. The only other provision that Hall says is we want this done as a worst case scenario. It provides funding for government operations for schools, prisons, police, local governments, and the roads on a short-term basis until we can come to full agreement. If you agree to this, then I'll agree that we can pass a supplemental appropriation bill to fully fund the 2024 overspending that you Democrats did to balance those departments and to close the books. Well, the Democrats are not happy. And one of the main reasons they're not happy is because Speaker Hall basically is in the driver's seat. You don't pass this continuing spending resolution, I'm not going to support closing the books for 2024. You can close the books with deficit spending, and that's on you, the Democrats. You were in control. It was your budget, and you're the departments that ran over. That was done on your watch, not mine. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. So we'll see how this shakes out. But it was interesting how the parties are completely disagreeing on Donald Trump's tariffs, whether it's going to be immediate, short-term, instant lowering of prices, which it's not going to be, or is it in the best interest of the country and the state of Michigan to allow these tariffs to play out? That's basically what the Republican Runstead was saying compared to the Democrat Hertel. So a lot of infighting going on in Lansing right now. As they head back in the session tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll continue to follow these stories, see how they shake out, and absolutely let you know what's going on. But one thing that is for sure, this is going to be the exact thing that needs to be done, one way or the other. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.